beautiful day in the park. Right? That's what this song says, right?
Very good. Right. Saturday in the park.
Saturday in the park. Okay. Very good. Beautiful Saturday in the park. At Rosie on the House with Sue Black, Executive Director of the Arizona State Parks and Trails, recent recipient of the Grand Award for being the best-run state parks and trail system in the entire country. Down and New Orleans is a fun place to go receive that award.
Good place to eat.
Carry on.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Very okay, we were talking about the Granite Mountain Hotshot Memorial State Park, which is your latest one, and you have four more coming up online now, but it's certainly one of your more significant state parks.
Well, if the only thing that I, in the years that I've been here and going to be here, is to finish this park, it would have been my whole career into this, because it was so unique and so special, and so we had to get it done. You know, when I first came in, and I was like, how are we going to raise the money? We can't be doing bake sales for 10 years. We've got to figure this out. And it was really APS and Don Brandt and the foundation at APS that put the money into it. So without them and the, you know, everybody else's input into building the park, but without that, it wouldn't have happened. And, you know, DOT and the parking lot and what have you. So everybody was in this. But to have a place for decades to honor these guys, it'll be there forever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a tour through the state. I'm gonna just throw names of state parks out, and you just give us a 30-second description of what you're gonna see.
Okay.
I think one that I've enjoyed and have only recently visited, but I've enjoyed almost as much as any state park in the entire state, is the Tubac Presidio.
Arizona's first state park. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's interesting because when the parks were all going to close, a lot of these smaller communities had said, no, we can't close these parks, because they know the economic impact that we bring to the community. So there's a group of people, Shaw Kinsley, he's no longer with us. He passed away a couple months ago, but he really stepped up and ran that park and kept it going. Since then, we've put a new roof on, new air conditioning. We've put a lot into the infrastructure because it is the historic state park. But if you're going to Tubac, it's a cutest little town that you can go on all the art and all the food and go back and see the state park and really see some really cool history.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that river was really the major highway into Arizona for hundreds and hundreds. That's how the majority of white Europeans entered Arizona.
That's what I mean. If you just have to go down there and just take a tour, and the displays are amazing when you look at it. They've done a really good job
with it.
And we've added some new displays. Shaw put a few new things in there and what have you. And he just won a national award. He's no longer with us, but for his contribution to that park.
From Tubac, let's go up to Picacho.
Well, you got to love Picacho Peak. You know, it's just an iconic spot. Again, if we could put some of the cabins in there, just in the summer, it gets so warm. But in the winter and in the spring, when the poppies are all out, you know, we're going to have to see what happens with that. And you're interested in taking the night hike up there.
Well, I thought it might be easier than the daytime with the swooning views as you're hanging off the side. But yeah.
You got to go. If you love to hike, and you go around the back of the Picacho Peak and you go and you feel like,
It's a great hike.
It's really
just rises
really
right
wonderful.
Out of the desert. Like
I talked about
cone.
How much I really, really like the Tubac Presidio, but we've recently been to Homolivi.
Right.
What a great park!
Yeah, it really is. Off of Highway 40 as you're coming in, it's to the east of Flagstaff. Again, so much of the history of the tribes and everything that's happened. Plus, there's camping up there as well, so you should take that in.
Right there on the Little Colorado, Sue Black. Executive Director for the award-winning, number one
you
rated
You
got to
ask me about the West Coast. You got to ask me about
the Colorado River.
If you haven't been over there, you got to go to the Colorado. Cattail Cove won Team of the Year this year. We're opening up Havasu Riviera. That's a public-private partnership. It's going to be an amazing park. We're putting a lot of infrastructure into Lake Havasu State Park. Buckskin, you got to go over there.
Yuma
and see
Territorial.
Love
Yuma. Sue's just going to have to come
Quarter,
back.
Quartermaster Depot, we just renamed it the Colorado River State Park. So, that's another great partnership.
Well, we don't anticipate this being your last visit to Rosie on the House.
can we just keep going?
Yes.
Anyways, I'd encourage everybody to get on Facebook, Twitter, follow us. If you've got comments, suggestions, and something you want to see us doing, you know, I'd remind everybody, these aren't my state parks, they're our state parks.
Absolutely awesome. Folks, a great opportunity for you to experience these state parks would be with the Sanderson Ford Arizona Staycation. You can only register to win at one place. That's at rosieonthehouse.com. We pick a winner every single month. You get to go to Sanderson Ford. They've got a corner of their 64 acres is what they call their demo stable, the cars that they have out on the road for you to demo. And you pick whatever car you want and where you want to go, and Jennifer puts a gas card on the dashboard with a gift basket from Soretta Candies, Arizona Highways, Sibley's,
Sphinx Date Ranch.
You get to go wherever you want to go. We can set you up in one of the cabins at the state park. It is a great way to get out and see Arizona. Thank you, Sanderson Ford, for sponsoring the Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation.
And I brought you a gift.
Gifts.
Yeah, I brought you a gift.
She comes bearing gifts.
The last time I was here, I gave a hat.
All right.
They're Bayside, American-made hats.
Yeah, too. They're all American-made hats. So that's the gold medal that says best in the U.S. just for you. Again,
thank you very
absolutely.
Much.
Wear it with pride. I will.